Do you guys care if we play one more song? Good. Because I tend to ask that question, what's it called, rhetorically? Yeah, but you never know. What if everybody at once was just like, don't play any last song? Like, how would you guys even say that all at once? I don't know how to. It's a good thing. Yeah.
Luckily, they're not that organized. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. They're pretty organized. They're singing.
Now you get it.
All right. This is it, guys. We love you very much. Thank you.
Year's 1941. I was 8 years old and far, far too young to know that the stories of battles and glory was a tale a kind mother made up for her son. You see, Dad was a traveling preacher, teaching the words of the teacher. But Mother had sworn he went off to the war and died there with honor somewhere on a beach there. But he left once to never return, and that taught me that I should unlearn whatever I thought a father should be. I abandoned that thought like he abandoned me. About 47, I was 14. I'd acquired a taste for liquor and nicotine. Yeah, I smoked it till I threw up. Yet I still lit 'em up for 30 more years like a machine. So right there you have it, that one filthy habit. Well, that's what got me where I am today. I can smell the death on the sheets covering it. I can't believe this is the end. I can hear those sad memories still haunting me. So I lie here alone. If I close my eyes tonight, I know I'll be home. Got married on my 21st, 8 months before my wife would give birth. It's easier to be sure you love someone when her father inquires with the barrel of a gun. Far from harmonious, no two people could have been more alone than us. The years would go by, she'd love someone else, and I realized I hadn't been loved yet myself. From there it's your typical spiel. Yeah, if life was a highway, I was drunk at the wheel. I was helping the loose ends all fall apart. Yeah, I swear I was destined to fail, and fail from the start. I bowled about 6 times a week. The bottle of Beam kept the memories from me. Our marriage had taken a 7-10 split, and along with my pride, the ex-wife took the kids. I can smell the death from the sheets covering me. I can't believe this is the end. I can hear those sad memories still haunting me. So many things I do again. But this is my deathbed. I lie here alone. If I close my eyes tonight, I know I'll be home. was scared of Jesus, but he sought me out. Like the cancer in my lungs is killing me now. I've given up hope on the life I have left, but I cling to the hope of my life in the next. Then Jesus showed up, said before we go up, I thought that we might reminisce. See one night in your life, you turned out the lights. You asked for and prayed for my forgiveness. You cried wolf, the tears they soaked your fur. The blood dripped from your fangs. You said, what have I done? You loved that lamb with every sinful bone. And there you wept alone. Your heart was so contrite. And you said, Jesus, please forgive me of my crimes. Sanctify this withered heart. Stay with me until my life is through. And on that day, please take me home with you. I can smell the death on the sheets covering me. I can't believe this is the end. I can hear you whisper to me, it's time to leave. You'll never be lonely again. But this was my deathbed. I died there alone. When I closed my eyes tonight, you carry me.
Embrace me and you'll understand.